Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon. BHP has discovered a major bungle with employee payments affecting nearly 30,000 workers who are owed money. The company says they incorrectly deducted leave on public holidays dating back to 2010. A company statement conceding an average of 6 leave days was incorrectly deducted. They're working to fix it. It will cost the company up to $400 million. 3 million Australians will have to repay a bit more on their HEX help debt with an indexation increase of 7.1%. Coming into effect this morning. It's the biggest jump in three decades, while new figures from the National Tertiary Education Union suggest some students will need more than 40 years to pay off their degree. Our next Premier is being urged to address the big issues facing WA, including the housing crisis. Roger Cook set to be sworn in next week. State Opposition Leader Shane Love says he needs to hit the ground running.
There's a crisis in the health system. There's a shortage of housing. There's a shortage of labour. And we know that the crime situation across the state is getting out of control.
Winter has officially kicked off, which means a ban on sprinklers now in effect across Perth, Mandurah, the Southwest and Great Southern. Households and businesses required to switch off their reticulation until the end of August. Dean Stacey from Watercorp says it'll help to save billions of litres of water.
We know that during winter, most lawns go dormant and our gardens can get all the water they need from the sky. So there's really no need for our sprinklers to be left on.
And a call out for blood donors today. The Red Cross saying they need around 1,000 West Aussies to roll up their sleeves. Concerns this morning that Nick Natanui may struggle to play again this season at West Coast, with his Achilles not improving as fast as hoped. The big man unable to train this week due to illness. An incredible come-from-behind win for Queensland, beating the Blues in State of Origin 1 in Adelaide last night. Coach Billy Slater explaining here just what the win means for those in his state.
Now, Queenslanders go through drought, they go through cyclones, they go through floods, they go through a lot of adversity. We try and represent our people in that way as well.